Gunwatch News Time. It's 7:30 if you'd like to set your clocks here in Bushwick, and it is, well, it was kind of overcast, but now it's sunny.
Very sunny.
Anyway, big week in food, huge week in food, and as you know, we are at a food radio network, so I'm sure we'll be speaking about that. So appropriate that I want to throw up. And Slutlust will be in the house tonight, and that's coming up next on Gunwatch, so stay tuned.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Slutlust in the building.
Please have a seat. Oh. I thought you were going to play me in, Jack.
I don't have anything. I don't have applause. Well, I don't have nothing.
Well, listen.
We're starting from scratch.
Let me tell you something, Jack. We're going to go to music in a couple minutes.
Leave me alone.
Are you telling me you have nothing?
Full service.
You telling me you have nothing?
Full service.
Can I at least have the pasta mix? Okay. Well, Slutlust, thank you for coming. Hey, listen, put those cans on. Get right into that mic.
I'm so excited.
Thank you for tweeting us. We don't usually, I mean, I don't know how that stuff works. He showed it to me.
You're most welcome. And hello, New York City and the internet. Hi, my name is Slutlust, a.k.a. OJ, a.k.a. Osvaldo Jimenez, a.k.a. don't know where I'm at, where I'm going, or what I'm doing here. But happy to meet you.
That's great. Ooh. You know, it's interesting. They were showing me the tweet stuff you do, and you do kind of have the gunwashy sort of vibe, the I'm dead inside, deafy, don't know where it's all up or what's down or all the way around type.
I read the post way too much, and that's probably warping my perception of what reality is supposed to be. But at the same time, I'm just here to, not as much as entertain, but help define and fill in the colors of this world with these blurry black and white lines that we don't know where they go anywhere.
Very good. All right, well, then that sounds like we got quite a lot in store. Of course, you know, you can find us on gunwash.com, and we are live every Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. If you'd like to call in, of course, the number here is 718-497-2128. Sorry to say Splivington is not in the building tonight, although many shout-outs to Federation Sound, who will be clashing against, I guess it was Fool's Gold, but they pulled out, I think, and it's
Trouble and Bass.
Okay, there you go. So, yeah. Okay.
Shout-out to my Trouble and Bass family. Let's go.
Very nice. Trouble and Bass. Very good sound also. And if you're ready, Jack Inslee, you can certainly pull up that.
They sound beautiful.
Oh, yeah, this is the pasta mix. This is the mix, yeah.
Anastasia Nicole Plagius of Brooklyn Grange Rooftop Farm, and you're listening to Gunwatch. We'll be right back. full service.
My name is Maximilian, and you're listening to Gun War.
Hi, I'm Christine Crivichet, and I am listening to Gun Wash.
Living in Crown Heights, I was listening to Gun Wash on my computer screen.
Oh. Hey, this is Chris Pfeiffer. You're listening to Gun Wash.
Split thing, where's the weed?
Out to Jason Scott.
Hi, my name's Sophie, and you're listening to Gun Wash.
Of Gunwash, gold Gunwash past. We should play some of these clips. I even know Armando was even dancing a little bit. I was playing some old Gunwash stuff.
Yeah,
thanks for listening, guys. Gunwash.com at any time.
We are- are the New York Knicks.
And you know, okay, there it is. Good playing music.
We are the New York Knicks.
No, you're ruining my radio show.
Come on, I have to.
You're ruining my radio show.
Aaron doesn't like the Knicks.
I don't care about sports. Sports. All right, I know why Jack's playing that thing. No, listen, I know why Jack is playing that track. That I don't know what that is exactly. I know why he's playing it.
Because you won't go to a Knicks game.
Well, no, I think it's because, well, you know, quite frankly, there's been so much radio going on these days, just, you know, in our lives. It's like almost like enough of fucking radio already. And I know this week the James Beard Awards happened, which is this huge thing for food. I don't know anything about it. But it's, you know, as a matter of fact, I was calling it the James Franco Award. I thought it was like, you know, some other weird thing. But it's a food, it's a, you know, it's like Oscars for food, basically. And Jack was there doing coverage on it. By the way, Jack, you're not too bad, actually, at...
Thank you, young Anderson Cooper.
But, you know, the reason I think that he played that track, obviously, is because this week, it just so happened that this week Jack and I both called in to terrestrial radio shows. And which one was it that you called into?
My bad. I called into ESPN New York.
Yeah. I think what we found out on this is that we're not very good. Because, I don't know, your call kind of sucked, and apparently mine kind of sucked, too. I was on Good News with Dan. Here, play yours, Jack.
I'm not surprised.
Let's give you guys a chance to actually have some fun tonight. Jack in Brooklyn, you're on ESPN New York. What's up, Jack?
How's it going, guys? I want to say a few things to Knicks fans. I'm going to list a few names. Jerome James, Steve Francis, Keith Van Horn, Michael Sweetney, Tim Thomas, yeah. Marty Collins,
have you seen
Antonio
Michael Sweetney
Bidace.
Lately, by the way?
Yeah. Keep going.
Why are people complaining tonight? This is beautiful.
Yeah, you know what?
There it is.
That was your call? That was it?
That was it.
I got to tell you something. I think mine's even worse. You want to hear mine, or should we not even play it? No, you know what? Let's play it. Yeah, let's play it. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Hang on. I like that one. It's all right. I don't know, if any of you guys out there listen to WVOX, our friend Dan Brindell has a show on there at 8:30 on Wednesday. I don't even know when it is. When was last night? Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can look it up. Good News with Dan Brindell on WVOX. Here, check it out.
Got a call, and I did say it. Anytime you want to call in, we can talk about it. We're going to get back to the mayoral seat in New Rochelle, New York. But, Aaron, what do you got for me?
Dude, I thought you were running for mayor.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm really touched. Is this the Aaron I think it is?
Course.
Oh my God. Aaron has got to be like the greatest radio host outside.
You know, it's so stupid that it's so funny that we're you know, we are out here trying to do this like internet broadcast media shit, but we're like calling into terrestrial radio because we're stuck in this weird like time warp thing.
No, come on, sir. I love your monologue, but you want to know something? I don't know if you should be so apologetic. I mean, you
kind of sound like a girl, right?
Seem like you're sorry or something.
Well, you know, I'm trying to be careful. I think the problem that too many newscasters, if you can call them that, get into. You know, you have somebody like at random. I'll pick Bill O'Reilly.
Boring. Right? The radio is just so bad. You know, I had a joke in there, but I don't even want to keep playing it because it's so bad. Right? No, hold on, hang on.
They are so sure. Short.
Jump in anytime, by the way, anyone.
Or of their initial positions that they take, that gut reaction, the thing that Stephen Colbert is effectively making fun of. They're so sure of that position that they really don't hear the facts. And if they're not hearing the facts, they're not reporting on or considering the facts. And if they're not doing that, then can you really call it news?
This is
boring. But you don't think a little bit of that is sort of like ironic shtick a little bit? When like Bill O'Reilly acts like an asshole,
No, that was the other thing I cursed on track. We're in this bubble now, and we feel like we can say whatever we want. And then I said asshole, and he got really upset.
Well, Comedy Central says asshole.
I don't think it's the way you say it. I just think it's how you say it. Like, my question is, where do you guys get all this some awesome radio voice? Like, you know, you enunciate perfectly. Everything sounds so rich. I think I sound weird. I'm hearing myself, and that sounds strange.
No, listen, hey, maybe you haven't heard yourself on the mic
too many
times.
You know, it kind of sounds like Armando, though.
Yeah, you guys have a similar cadence.
It's good.
Listen, you know, this whole it's a lot about, you know, getting used to your voice on this thing. At first, it kind of sucks, to be honest with you.
I mean, I used to rap, but then I got fired from Macy's, and it was like no more rapping for me.
Yeah, so. Usually when people get fired from Macy's, they stop rapping.
Yeah, I was horrible at it.
Wait, you were bad?
No, actually, I'm pretty good, but I have a thing where like I'm not a big fan of competition because
yeah. So you were horrible, but you're good.
Yeah, can we curse in here?
Yes. Fuck yes.
Oh, cool.
That was an easy joke. Sorry.
I'm not a huge fan of like big dick contests because, you know, I don't know if I'm that secure in my heterosexuality to start comparing my penis size to somebody else's.
Oh, we all have small penises. We all have small penises.
That's what I tell myself all the time.
Yeah, we have small
ones. So, like, you know, that way if my girlfriend's not satisfied, I don't feel disappointed. It's like, you know what? I understand, honey. It's just my small penis. And that can just keep my head up and keep it moving. And we have this agreement, whatever. You know, I have a small penis. I also pay for dinner. It bounces out.
Yeah, yeah. It's fitting quite well, actually, in this group of individuals. Yes. Hey, speaking of dinner, I know I was going to tell
actually, pause on that one. It's fitting quite well in this group of individuals. Yes, pause.
You're right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Still not that mature to not stop playing pause. Yeah.
So, Jack.
I like to spell it with a P-A-W-S.
Yeah, that's like,
pause.
You know, yeah, it seems like it's a... Yeah.
I can't tell if that's stop or touch it. Pause. Yeah, put your pause on it. No, I don't know.
Pause.
So, hey, Jack.
Yep.
So
hey,
Evan.
Hey, what's up?
Remember how I came in today and I was like, and then we were trying to talk to Evan and we were like, hey, you know, Evan, look, if you're gonna be around, you know, we need to get you on the computer. And right now, I can see Evan standing up, which is not the correct thing for him to be doing. Which so I'm upset already. But remember, we were saying, you know, Evan, if you're gonna blah blah blah. And then we started looking at each other and laughing. And then you were like, what happened? And I said I was gonna save it for the show. Evan came here at 5 p.m. to get a pizza.
Did he get denied?
No, he got his pizza. But the point is that I think it sort of like killed the pizza joke a little bit. Yeah, you don't have a mic. Jack's off the mic. Why is he? Why doesn't Jack have a mic?
I want to hear the pizza joke in a pizza, please.
The whole thing about it is this: we have a teammate named Evan, right?
Yeah, that kid right there.
Hi, Evan.
And there's this thing where, like, if you come here before 7 p.m. or something like that, you get a pizza and a beer for, like, what, $10 or something like that. And, you know how, like, the whole, like, you know, it's like just sometimes just because you're allowed to do something doesn't mean you should. You know what I mean? Because sometimes if they're offering, like, a pizza beer special, like, you look like a little bit of a son if you, like, get the pizza beer special.
I feel that. Especially since it's $10. Like, what's the beer? Duval?
Yeah, it's some special shit. It's exactly. Yeah, shit. Yeah, exactly. No.
Hey, can we introduce Slutlust again? I want to do it right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, do you want to do the drops now? Or
no. Let's just
that?
Introduce him again.
Oh, well, for all our listeners out there, our friend Slutlust is in the building. Oh, you got your claps.
Yay! Hi, guys!
Oh, wow. Claps. Cool. Must be this great radio voice I'm curating right here.
Yeah, you are. Hey, listen, you're getting better by every word you say. You're getting better. I can hear it. You're growing. You're going to be a radio star.
I'm getting more and more confident. I'm pretty sure this whiskey has something to do with it.
That's fine.
Shout outs to whiskey, by the way.
I'm not even allowed to drink in the studio anymore because I spilled a beer last week. But I'm lucky. You know, we've had hosts that have been excommunicated from Roberta's for alcohol-related incidents, so I'm lucky. All right, let's see if there's one more joke in this Dan Brindell.
What about drug use? Is that okay back? Is that frowned upon?
No,
we used to smoke a lot of weed back here, but it's become very popular, and now we can't do anything.
But, I mean, this is Bushwick. I mean, no one's mainlining.
People are mainlining. They're mainlining spaghetti sauce, I think, in here. They're mainlining.
Leather jacket. I mean, let's keep it punk over here.
See, if you ask Brandon, he'll say yes, but these managers get all, you know, scared.
Yeah, Brandon will say yes anytime you can do that. But, oh, by the way, Slutlust, I did try to get Brandon to come, but I can't find him.
He's around here somewhere. Yeah. I would have loved to have told a story of us sleeping together in Japan, but I guess we'll save that for the book.
Well, you just made... That was a really great soundbite. That's going to go down on our clip history.
You can have that. Shout out to Brandon. Konnichiwa.
Who knows? Maybe he'll stop by. All right, let's see if there's one more joke left in this stupid call.
I don't think there is.
Well, hold on. You don't want to hear it?
That's all right. It's whatever. You can play.
All right, never mind. I won't play it then. This was my whole thing tonight.
I mean, you can play it.
Personally, I'd rather hear Jack doing the James Beard Awards. You guys want to hear that?
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, you totally can play, weird. You can play your interview, and I'll just do the beatbox in the background. It'll make it a bit more interesting.
You want to do that?
Did you wear a suit to that award show?
Yeah, there we go.
We turned up now.
Reported radio stations.
Jack, did you wear a suit?
Strong.
I'm not going to do that.
200 countries. We are education.
Oh, man.
You got to cut ahead, though.
All right, I'm going to go ahead. This is James. This is Jack Inslee at the
NYC.
Jack Inslee at the James Beard Awards. Now, what exactly are the James Beard Awards? I'm sorry.
We did this. The Oscars of food.
Okay, but... So I wasn't being weird. That's really like what it is.
That's really what it is.
All right, fair enough.
Consecutive nominations. We caught up with him right after the win.
We caught up with him.
I just won a Beard Award. Best Chef.
I just won a beard award. Listen to
how
that
do you
guy.
Spell that?
That was me. I won that shit.
So wait a minute. The beard award has nothing to do with beards?
No,
at all?
Not at all. Not at all. Nothing. So this guy, he has no beard. Maybe. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. That was a good joke. That was a great joke.
Well, it should be like, you know, like food that people make and like, you have to pick out of someone's beard.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's a total Bushwick award. Like,
dude,
everyone here has beards.
Yo, who can...
And paints.
So basically, people stand around. This is the James Beard Award, by the way. This is what happens at the James Beard Award. A lot of people stand around in a line. They're wearing tuxedos and they have long beards and they have pieces of food stuck in their beard. And people like Jack Inslee, who have press passes, walk up and down this row and pick food out of these people's beards. And at the end of the night, the best food...
I've done a waffle brunch for people.
...goes to that bearded individual. Let's hear more of Jack Inslee.
New York City.
How does that feel after so many nominations?
You know, it's very nice. It feels great.
It feels very nice. All
right,
well...
Right. You know, they're all good friends of mine and all equally deserving. So I feel fortunate to be...
He's only saying that because he won. You know, losers never say stuff like that.
In the mix.
Danny Bowien, the man behind Mission Chinese, won the James Beard Award for Rising Star Chef, much to the delight of the crowd. We caught up with him right after the win.
It's all like whizzing by so fast. Like, yeah, I mean, hopefully this inspires other cooks to be able to go out.
How does Jack sound like that, though? Like, what do you do to your voice?
Obviously, those parts
I
could
do it right now.
Yeah, so do it.
On episode 73 of Gunwash, Aaron and Armando catch up with Slut Lust.
Hi.
See, you've been doing that a lot recently.
Yeah.
Hey,
no wonder I can't get a job.
Are there any girls out there that live in like Greenpoint or in Bushwick that want to call in and talk about the food that they've tasted from their boyfriend's beards?
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
I mean, I've done a waffle brunch for people.
If you want to do that, of course, you can call in and talk about your boyfriend's beard. 718.
I want to hear about it.
I want to hear about it too. 718-497-2128. As a matter of fact, Jack, I think we should only be accepting calls from people who have eaten out of their boyfriend's beard.
Let's go.
I don't want men calling in here anyway. Enough with the men. There's men everywhere. Sorry, Sarah. No, you're here. You're not a man.
I guess you could make a gluten-free pasta.
Okay. One more of these Jack things, and then I guess we'll be done with radio for the day.
They're going to go out on a limb and do something that they're really passionate about and live out their own dreams.
As we mingled with the crowd of food pioneers and celebrities, we were curious to know exactly what was in everybody's...
I'm not fucking curious. Oh, wait. You were about to say one thing that I really like, though.
Refrigerator at home.
What's in everyone's refrigerator? I found this to be the most captivating part of the interview stuff. Because you want to know something? You can tell a lot about a person by what's in their refrigerator. Like, for example, in my refrigerator... Well, I share a refrigerator now.
What's in your refrigerator?
In my refrigerator, I basically have dog food, avocado, and beer.
I have two large, extremely large sizes of like BJ, Costco's, orange juice and apple juice, and sriracha because I date a white girl. That's
interesting.
It.
Sriracha. Yeah, white people do like sriracha.
They love sriracha. I don't get it.
Yeah, they do.
Because I'm Dominican, I'd be like, oh, yeah, spicy food. Caramba, No, that's not happening. I'm not into it.
Wait, she didn't get it because of you, and she was like, oh, maybe he'll like me more if I get sriracha? Or
I was hoping, you know.
Yeah, maybe she's really very considerate and doesn't even like hot food.
I've been trying to put her in Dunks for, like, ever, but she won't wear a pair of Dunks, so, like, I don't think she's trying to cater to me at all.
You know what I really like on a girl is a pair of 10s. I really, really do like those. I got to be honest with you.
I'm a huge fan of it, but my girlfriend... Well, she won't do it. But then again, she told me like this. She was like, well, what is it? You want a girl with a bunch of tattoos that wears Dunks, plays video games with you and hangs out? Then you just want a dude. You don't really want a girl. You just want another dude.
That's a halfway decent point, I guess.
It's a very twisted point, but no, I'm good on that.
Maybe sometimes we get a little excited when we see a girl wearing a pair of Jordans because we feel like they might be a little bit of a tomboy and we know they can get a little, you know, crazy.
Well, you know, a girl that can arm wrestle with you is a total, like, 10 in my book.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. All right. So no wonder you wanted to wear men's sneakers.
No, I think I'm over that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. After I heard myself, I'm like, yeah, no more.
I wonder, you know, fuck it. What's in these guys for? These guys are important. What's in their refrigerators? Let's see.
The answers we got were both entertaining and insightful.
False.
Very.
I'm Jacques Pepino. Sometimes Jacques Pepin. It goes from... My refrigerator at home, I have everything.
Is he Asian or French or both? Both. He sounds both, right?
He's Asian. He's like 90.
Oh, all right.
He's Frasian.
He's Frasian.
He's a Frasian.
Excuse me, Mr. Frasian.
I have eggs, too, and then I have, you know, when I have caviar.
This is a good joke. Don't interrupt
me. Truffle. My wife had a can of truffle.
No, not truffle.
put it in the refrigerator. In the refrigerator next to the beer. She said, why? Because I said, when people ask, do you have a beer? You say, yes, next to the truffle.
Is that supposed to be like, I'm really cool because I have truffles?
It's a good joke.
But why is it a good food? Why is it a good joke?
He said he puts the truffles next to the beer, so when someone asks for a beer, it's like, yes, right next to the truffles.
Oh, but so it's like, so it's right like, next to the cab, right next right. to the money, basically. Yeah, yeah, I got you. That's a great joke.
Guy's like 90.
For a hey, listen.
Hey, looks good, you know. So.
Looks good, you know. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Chef Marcus Samuelson.
Hey, I'm a fucking faggot, yeah.
From Red Rooster. Right now, there will be some champagne because.
Sorry. That was me. I'm sorry. You can cut that one out if you want.
Since I won the beer on Friday, me and my wife, we had a lot of champagne. And
you're not married.
And also being actually, it was also Ethiopian Easter. So we have a lot of Ethiopian...
Oh, you know, listen, hey, on Ethiopian Easter, I get all crazy. You don't even know what I do on Ethiopian Easter. Oh, Evan, that orange face of yours. Thank you, Evan, for wrapping my leg in a brace. Thank you. You're so funny. You got a little orange mouth. What the
pause?
No, listen, this kid eats so much... Yeah, did it? That was a pause. That was a very
that was
good
a pause.
Pause. Evan eats so much pizza that his mouth is orange. No, I'm not even kidding. Look at a picture of this kid. He's got an orange face. Enough with
He's
that.
Really embarrassed.
I know someone that has a crush on Evan, though.
Who?
Remember when I told you, what's her name?
Maybe she just wants some pizza.
Her name, Kitschy.
Kitschy
has a crush on Evan.
Oh, wow. Kitschy
so
has a crush on Evan. You can get free
forever.
Weed brownies forever.
Stop snitching.
Yeah, and you're right, you're right. And
beep.
She has a stationery store, and we love how we know how much you love pens and paper and things like that, you little weirdo.
A girl with pop brownies in a stationery store. I can't wait to see those doodles.
Yeah. I can't wait
that
to see those doodles.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. You should date Kitschy, Evan.
You should.
Can we get Kitschy?
I guess you could make a gluten-free pasta.
That's Kitschy, by the way.
Yeah. Can we get her? We got to book her.
Yeah, she's...
Again, because I need Evan to be dating. That's I need him episode. Low stress.
So let's rewind for a minute. Armando, how did you meet Slutlust? So why is he on Gunwash?
Well, check this out. Every time I seen him... I see him really, after like 2 a.m. I always see him really, really late at night. And
I'm on a lot of drugs.
Yeah, I always see him really late at night.
Always.
So I was like, yo.
Those are my hours.
Yeah.
Drugs 9 to 5, 9 at night to 5 a.m. No.
Yeah, I was always hesitant to like texting him really like at noon. I was so, like, damn, he's probably like sleeping soon.
Oh, so this is like morning for you.
Pretty much, yes. Well, I'm getting ready to go to work soon.
Well, okay. Well, where are you working?
Tonight, I'm at the Plank Bar. Ooh, shout out to the Plank Bar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my friend Dirty Boogie were doing a little Get Summer thing. It's a small, tiny dive bar. Well, nothing much to offer in terms of glamour, but $3 PBRs, can't go wrong.
That's glamorous. Shit. What's wrong with that?
Well, actually, I'm glamorous because I'll be there in all my glitter, like shiny with my gold aura.
You know what? You do have quite an aura today, and I meant to mention your shirt is quite, I like it quite a bit, actually.
I'm keeping it in time for the season. Get summer.
There you
go. Let's go.
There you go. Well, listen, hey, Slutlust, it's been, you know, just having you in the room, I think, has raised our spirits a little bit. It's been a tough week.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I know you said you may have to duck out early, but I mean, listen, stay as long as you want.
No, I'm hanging out. Okay. I definitely want to get to this whole goals part of the evening because I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that too, actually. Because
I got some lofty goals.
Yeah, I got some lofty ones.
Lofty aspirations.
As soon as we come back from the music.
Yeah, we should do that.
Take
all right.
over.
Hey, what an idea that is, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, so okay, good. So everyone, thank you for listening to Gunwash. Of course, if you don't know, Slutlust is in this week, and you can call in to say hi. At 718-497-2128. Only beard stories, please. Trying to learn about food tonight. We're at a food
beard.
Review.
Hairy beard.
Yes, hairy
I
want to
grow a beard again.
You know, well, you
Bushwick
know,
beards.
You wear it well.
I had the realest
beard in leather.
Yeah. So go to gunwash.com always.
Beards.
Also, of course, heritageradionetwork.org. Jack Inslee.
Bears and Twinks, call up.
Pleasure, Jack. You guys are terrific. This blessing shift in the game, rearranging plans, cause once the world was breaking me down, mesmerized, controlled by the other side, that devil was in my town, looking for me. But it won't get me in time. Fuck with all of these, I can't eat rhyme. We rhyme, better believe it's all in time. Nigga, we lie. We straight up soldiers, better get no closure. We rob before we go, bro. Robbing y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all. Yo, my dolls, if you call or you fall, you can bet on that nigga whenever that I will be there. Lean on me, but let us give it to the enemies, make them be singing the wild, wild. But if you think you can hang it, I'm hanging to my word, and you can see that we are more than thugs. We're more than thugs, we're more than thugs, we're more than thugs. We're just a little twist of from a neighbor smoking lethal warriors, warriors, warriors.
somebody had a higher one mind, so come again. Better watch that bad kid. Nigga, this one's for me and my friends. We still in these rolling. I told you, keep bringing home platinum. Ain't no one's past that. Put it all on the ground, get on. Yeah, we used to get down. Get down. Take clap back, put it on the ground, I get down.
you got any stories about beards or small dicks, call us 718-497-2128 GunWalk.
Welcome back, Gunwash.
Woo!
Radioland. Sorry, I won't play any more terrestrial radio. We're just gonna listen to Gunwash and eat gold.
I never called in a radio show in my life.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Don't. It's a waste of time.
I called in Stretch Armstrong and Bobbito years ago.
And that was in the heyday. Well,
yeah,
not the heyday.
And they ridiculed me for hours. Whenever I see Ellie, sometimes I look at him and he looks back at me and he's like, yeah, I know that was you in the air. I'm like, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, you think they really knew it was you?
Well, I was trying to freestyle, but it was like maybe three in the morning and my mom was sleeping and I was recording the air. So like my freestyle sounded like this. Hey, yo, I'm coming through. I'm coming through. Yo, I'm coming through. Check it out. Yo, I'm rapping on the mic. Coming through. Yo, I'm here. Coming through.
You know what's funny?
It was horrible.
You know what's funny? You're like really, really similar to Armando. And that's very appropriate because it's like time for Armando's segment. So let's get it started.
Armando. Getting around. Mondo. It's all till now. Oh, yeah. So they're coming back with Mondo. Mental. Fundamental. Mondo, Mondo. Is it big on pace?
Yes,
Wow.
You remember this commercial, though?
Not really, but wow.
How come no one remembers this commercial, though?
No, but tell us about this commercial.
It's a juice that, like, I used to watch it all the time on Nickelodeon, and this commercial used to just pop up, and I see these kids in a white background, and they're all like, it's imitation Kool-Aid.
Okay, cool. That's the head of your segment. I mean, let's go.
Yeah, man. I was,
imitation Kool-Aid time. Let's go.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so before we go into Armando's segment, we have a caller.
All right. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Dano. I'm calling from Bedford-Stuyvesant.
Hey, man.
Bestad. Do a French fries. Let's go.
Yeah, man. You're on Gunwash.
Yo, Morocco J.
Yo, what it is?
Yo, I want you to tell some stories about the Utica trap houses back in the day, big guy.
Ah, oh, man. Wow. How do you know I used to live in Utica? Oh, that was...
Oh, man. I saw this on Twitter. I had to ask you since you're on the air.
Oh, dude. That was a really trying time in my life. Very unique. I used to run a trap house. Where we sold nickel bags of weed under a big bolted door. And we thought we were killing it until we realized that one house on one side of us was a rehab. And the house on the other side was owned by, like, the head of police chief of, like, Utica, New York. And he would mow our lawn for us while we were selling weed.
Great.
Yeah, but he didn't know until, like, you know, the police raid. And, that was awesome. It was a great time. The girls up there, they're all strippers. Which is awesome because you never have to like go through the whole dating thing. You just go to where they work, see them naked, and then choose from there. Let me see. Oh, and my favorite part of Utica is that apparently it was where like the mob went to go hide out and have a really big meeting back in like, in the 70s. And so like the mayor of that town, which has been like the mayor for like the last 50 years, is Hanna-Barbera. And bell in the middle of City Hall, every time it's like 12 or 1 o'clock on the hour, it rings Frank Sinatra, "I Did It My Way." Like, how mob of a town can this be if your city hall rings, "I Did It My Way"?
Yeah, but you were killing it in there. You're not necessarily a mobster. I mean, I don't know for sure. I mean, you don't strike me.
If you mean by killing it, where, like, I had to hide out in a hotel room and my mom had to drive 5 hours to come pick me up and rescue me, yeah, I was killing it. I was murdering it.
You were getting killed.
Yeah, pretty much. But other than that, Utica's a great place to visit if you want to, I don't know, date a stripper that looks like a sloppy cheeseburger and, you know, and drink, what's that beer? Molson Ice, yes, because they love Molson Ice up there.
Molson Ice.
Molson Ice, yes. You can buy those, like, wow, a case of 24 for, like, maybe $4.50. It's kind of amazing.
Caller, you're from Utica?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Jesus.
Shout outs to Utica. Shout outs to Cornhill.
Hey.
Yeah, the beer is called Utica Club.
Ah, yes, I've had that once. And
you guys have your own beer over there?
Yes, they do. It's kind of a bummer. I mean, if you're drinking that whatever, either you're either you're in college or on welfare. That's the dichotomy. You're in college or on welfare, either or.
How much it costs how much one of those beers costs right now, caller?
It costs like about a bag of chips, a bag of potato chips, and like maybe, you know, a tropical fanny soda. That's what you can get a beer for up in Utica.
39 cents.
Thanks for the call, caller. But goodbye.
Maybe we should move our studio up to Utica. Shit.
All right, so let's try that again. Hold on.
All righty, Armando. Boy, Mondo.
Getting around, Mondo. All till now. Oh yeah. Cause they're coming back with a Mondo. Mental, fundamental. Mondo, Mondo.
Can we still get this juice, though?
I'm sure we could probably find some Mondo.
Let's find some.
You have to know a guy.
Don't you bathe and stuff like this?
It's spelled M-O-N-D-O, so it's not like my name.
Exactly your name, right? But yeah, it's a fine.
You know, since we're talking about like life goals and such, we're outside and OJ mentioned some things about certain life goals he had about smoking with like Amanda.
You do
Bynes.
Have interesting goals.
I do have goals. Would you guys like to hear my goals?
Yeah, because I mean, I know mine are kind of similar to yours a bit. So.
Well, right about now, see, my goal, my long running goal for a while has been like, you know, to find Lindsay Lohan and trap her in the bathroom, but I think
for how long though?
I mean, I don't know, for as long as it takes to finish a 50 bag and like, you know, maybe like touch a boob.
Ooh.
But now my goal is pretty much to either A, find Amanda Bynes and like, you know, just go to the gym with her because apparently she has a lot of fun at the gym and I'm trying to lose this weight, so like, you know, maybe she has some tips, like, you know, hey, try this Special K, you can just stand in the gym, take selfies, and you'll lose 15 pounds.
Wow.
So like I want her to help me out with my, you know, my summer goals of like, you know,
you could be the selfie king.
Yeah, but my goal right now is pretty much to kidnap 3 women and keep in my basement for like 10 years, because, you know,
wow,
that seems like an amazing goal to have.
If you did that, I mean, what are you thinking? Anyone in particular? Or,
okay, well, think about it like this: you're talking about a Puerto Rican guy that, you know, he has a little chain and his black shirt buttoned up, and he wears the hat backwards, and he's there with the ribs and the salsa music, and everybody in the neighborhood knows him. He's like a school bus driver, but now he's out of work and has a house, and somehow, being out of work and a drunk Puerto Rican, he was able to keep 3 girls in his basement for 10 years. And one of them had a baby, and he raised the baby like it was his own. That, to me, I mean, it's a tragedy for the families, and I'm sorry that I'm making jokes about it, but, like, that's kind of amazing. Like, yo, we're in between, to like, listening to salsa music and, you know, maybe making yellow rice. Yellow arroz con pollo. Do you go, hey, you know what, I feel like kidnapping 3 bitches and keeping them in my basement. That's kind of amazing.
What a formidable task.
Do you think they have, like, sex? Like,
Who knows what he was doing in there? Don't even ask.
First of all, I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever hung out with a bunch of Puerto Ricans, but, like, they don't have a lot of tolerance for a lot of stuff. So could you imagine this one guy who has three girls dying to get out of his basement, and he's, like, cool as a cucumber. He's hanging out, you know, doing barbecues, just chilling, and going to McDonald's, and he has three girls and a baby dying to get out of his basement. I know Puerto Ricans in El Bati or whatever that have three kids that they're illegal and they love, and they're like, just get out of my house.
Interesting.
And
interesting.
This guy is just chilling with, like, you know, three sex slaves, you know. Oye, Pacheco, where you going? Oh, no, I got to go to the basement for a minute. That's amazing to me.
He doesn't live in the basement either.
No, he doesn't live in the basement at all.
Wow.
They were the caretakers of the basement, I guess.
Apparently, whatever. I mean, were there rats down there? Since there were people? I don't know. I mean, I'm interested in this thing. I mean, I want to know, like, yo, what is this? Like, that guy is probably the Zen master. Because Puerto Ricans have little tolerance for anything that they can't control. And this guy, he must be, like, he might be the 2013 Gandhi of our time.
Yeah, he should have vined it.
I mean, he should write a book on the wisdom that it takes to deal with three, you know, captives in your basement.
Well, you know, I don't know about the Puerto Rican thing, but I gotta say, it's quite a formidable task to try to keep three people and a baby in your basement without anyone finding out about it.
For 10 years.
I don't understand it.
And he didn't claim all his taxes. You know, when you're a Puerto Rican and it comes April 15, you're claiming everybody. You claim your dog, your next door neighbor's kid. Everybody's getting claimed on the taxes. He didn't claim none of them. I mean, he was feeding them. I mean, is there a tax write-off for that?
I don't know.
Maybe on your 1040, or anybody captive in your basement, and then you just fill in a certain amount. That's what I'm curious about.
Excuse me, IRS. I need to make a claim for the captives in my basement so that I can receive tax refunded money from you.
And plus, like, the
torturing's
garbage.
A job. Torture is a job.
Yeah. I agree.
You know?
I mean, like, his house went from, like, let's say maybe, like, the garbage guy should have noticed, like,
is this,
like,
in Brooklyn?
No, this was in Cleveland.
It's like international news.
No, I don't watch the news.
Yeah.
Do I look like I watch the news?
No, but Dan Brindell does, apparently.
I mean, this guy was, It's just amazing. Like, I don't know how he pulled it off. I mean, he was hanging out with the family members looking for the people that he had in his basement.
So you're saying that type of formidable task is something you find so breathtaking that you want to understand the knowledge and strength behind something that's so hard to do.
I manage two different bars, and, like, just for me to be in a space for 6 hours and having to deal with these drunk idiots is enough for me. So imagine three captives in your basement for 10 years. That is something. He needs to, like, be like that that self-help guy that goes around doing all these speaking things, telling people, hey, this is how I did it. I want to know.
He's an influencer.
Yeah, he's an influencer.
He's a definite influencer. He's a definite felon that's not going to see the light of day ever again. Hey, listen. Well, look, he accomplished more than I have. I've spent a decade trying to do radio and T-shirts. I haven't sold $1.
The tiny necklace industry is going to be so bummed out. Like, you know, they can't sell no more tiny necklaces.
No more tiny necklaces.
And backward can't go ahead.
Listen, man, we need to know. What other goals you got? What drugs do you do when you say you do your drugs?
My main drug would probably be egoism, whereas I get to walk around my neighborhood and feel like I'm the shit because, you know, I have the keys to bars. Like that,
you walk around
and
with
I tag
your head
up
high.
And I do art. So, like, yeah. So I guess that would be the main drug. But other than that, anything that you can probably say in slang, I've probably done it once or 1,000 times. Yeah. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not trying to make that my MO. Fair enough. If anything, I would like to make my gardening. You know, I have, like, a beautiful garden in my tenement apartment with petunias and all of its weird flowers. I'd rather talk about that.
You know, me and Evan are trying to do some have our apartment be a little bit more green, but we're
having
trouble.
Nigga, I ain't got no damn green thumb. I ain't got no gardens. I do drugs. Holla at your boy.
Okay, fair enough. No, that's good.
If you see me anywhere, just offer me some. Just like, hey, OJ, here you go. And I'll be like, oh, cool. I'll probably forget your name, but don't worry about it.
I know who you are.
Are you one of these, like, Lennon guys that has, like, a bag full of pills and you kind of just, like, stick your hand in it and pick something out and eat it?
If I had a bag full of pills, I'd have an empty bag full of pills.
Excellent so, no, I'm answer. Not that guy. Excellent answer. Excellent answer. Well, me too, as Jack knows.
I feel shitty now because I can't, like, offer anything.
Oh, come on. We offer our friendliness. And look, he has a space to speak. And,
exactly.
You know,
and, plus,
you've done a service here.
And plus, this 1 hour right here, you'll never, ever, ever get back. So thank you, guys.
Yeah. Well, you can listen to it because it's archived on gunwatch.com and heritageradionetwork.org. But on the live tip, you're right. You will never get this back again.
In that case,
die.
Any detectives that are listening, I was totally kidding about all that stuff. I go to church and I brush twice a day.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
NYPD is very, very close friends with Gunwatch. We have no problems. You're just fine. Don't worry about it.
Shout out to NYPD.
Yeah, you know, love
never forget 9/11.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, what's up?
Christ.
Oh, what a day. Right. What a day. What a day. What a day.
I actually have a pretty, good photo of me and Ray Kelly, Mr. Stop and Frisk himself, on my Instagram.
Which the commissioner?
He eats at Roberta's, yes, too. Yeah.
Oh, he does?
Yeah,
he seems like he's too, like, rightish.
No, he was
too,
here, man.
Oh, okay. Well, hey.
This is probably the most stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. Well, actually, the gist of it was a pretty nice thing. When the Boston bombings happened, my son was supposed to do this 9/11 5K walk, but he didn't want to do it because he was like, well, there's terrorists out there. And I was like, oh, no, right, get out of here. Like, you have to walk this. And he's like, well, no, I'm not going to walk it. I was like, you know what? Then as your father, you're not going to walk it. I'm going to walk it for you.
Oh, okay. Well,
so, of course, I had the night or the day before it, whatever, I had to work in after hours. Shout outs to Ivy House. And, of course, somewhere in between hours of 3 and 5 in the morning, my brother slipped me a molly, and I was wasted. So, but yeah, I kept my word. So I stayed up straight, went home, threw some water on my face, and then walked this whole entire 5K.
On molly?
Yep, on molly.
And that stuff lasts, right? So you're probably, you know.
Oh, no, I was
rolling.
Well, the funny thing about it is that I timed the walk on my Nike Run app, whatever, and I was faster than when I was jogging, walking. I guess that might have been the molly, you know, kicking in.
Did you sweat?
Yeah. Yes, I did. But the best part was that we go to, like, the whole 9/11 day fair thing they're having. And Ray Kelly is right there. And I go up to him. I'm like, yo, Ray Kelly, yeah, what's good, man? Thanks for what you did. 9/11, yada, yada. I give him a handshake. Oh, no, he shook my hand, gave a smile. I probably smelt like a brewery. And I had huge bag of weed in my pocket.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, Mr. Stop and Frisk, you failed right there. You should have stopped me right then and there.
But but he doesn't do that small time.
Does he look like Ray Liotta?
Kind of does, yeah. His face has so many pocks. It looks like, I don't know, like any street in New York.
A road in New York. Yeah,
any street at all. But yeah, that was probably the most stupidest thing I probably did because all I kept thinking was about, like, wow, I could have been attacked by all these bomb-sniffing dogs that are just surrounding him. But no, I escaped. I got a photo of it. And,
you
know,
a photo of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a celebrity.
Yeah, he documents stuff. He takes pictures and stuff.
And plus, it's really great when all your friends, they get to hit you up on your photos. Hey, dude, you're snitching. What are you doing hanging out with that cop? Yo, I take no pictures of no police. I'm like, damn, street rules in 2013, too.
That's over, right? I know, because now, yeah, well, hey, listen, he's a celebrity.
Exactly, he's a celebrity.
And I think your friends should be supportive of that. And speaking of supporting your friends, by the way, Gunwatch listeners, big night tonight. Coming up next is Full Service Radio with Mr. Old Money.
Mr. Old Money. See, you almost got it, but it's two people.
What?
Old Money.
Yeah, oh, I thought it was one guy. I'm kind of out of the loop, Jack. I'm not like,
He's not hip.
I'm not hip like that. I don't know these things. Well, Old Money will be
you
here.
You live in Bushwick now. That's kind of hip.
Dude, I don't leave. I don't go, you know. I go home. I'm not like Slutlust. Slutlust is a visionary to me.
The streets.
I used to go to his bar, and I used to admire the way he used to, like, work. Like,
well,
he used to spin and make drinks. I'm like, yo, how you do that?
Yeah.
Like,
if you call that working, then me and you need to have a conversation, because I don't consider it work at all. I'm probably the worst bartender in forever, because the flat has, like, a full cocktail list, and, like, I usually bartend Mondays and Tuesdays, and people come up like, yo, let me get a spicy margarita or this or that. And I just roll my eyes and I go, no.
Oh, if that's like the milkshake at the diner. The machine don't work.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make no fancy drinks. I'm not Tom Cruise flipping cups over my heads doing acrobatics. No. You want a Jack and Coke? I got you. You want a Long Island tea? Get the hell out of my bar.
All right, fair enough. Okay, very good. Well, listen, Slutlust, where can we find some of your etchings and imagery and fun and goals and things that we can enjoy?
Well, if you guys out there ever have time to kill, which I'm assuming because of the market and the unemployment rate, a lot of you guys do. You can all find me on slutlust.net. That's where I put all my musings and my photos.
Musings is a good word.
And also, in terms of like having me in like a small micro, whatever you call them, Slutlust on Instagram, Slutlust on Twitter, and you can find me at the flat Mondays and Tuesdays, or at the plank on Tonight, actually. Yeah, you can find me there.
The flat or the plank?
Or you can look no farther than your drug cravings, because odds are, if you probably need something, I'll probably show up.
Yeah, you seem like accommodating, like you're one of those guys where if I asked you for something, you'd have it, or you know a guy who has it or something.
I mean, I'm a born and raised New Yorker. There's no other way to live.
Fair enough. What can I say?
Can someone pick my scabs?
Yeah. Yo, dude, I probably have something put in my jacket.
You two are like exactly like, not exactly, you know what I mean.
My goal is to have a trench coat with all the stuff in it where I can just like flap it up. But hey, what do you guys want?
You got a lot of goals, man.
I got double D batteries right here.
Yeah. So you would maybe sell like Special K and double A batteries at the same time.
What? You know how many ladies would be like, oh yeah, come through. Special K and batteries.
One of my goals.
Special K and batteries, yeah. And headphones.
One of my goals is
all you girls with cats, I got batteries.
Have all my clothes the same color as flesh. That's my goal.
Well, we all have different flesh, though.
That sounds disturbing, but I'm into it.
No, like the color of flesh, like the cartoon color of flesh.
Oh, so you look naked the entire time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I like that. I mean, no, pause.
Pause?
I don't know.
Whatever. No, just get drunk in my bar, and I will draw a penis on your flesh-covered
I'll get jeans. Fake drunk at your bar. Like, I'll pretend I'm drunk, but I'm just drinking all this juice. All
right, well,
oh, you forget that I'm behind the bar. You can't pretend to be fake drunk, because you'll get something in your drink.
Yeah, seriously, you got to watch out for this guy. Yeah. He's got a trench coat filled with cat food, batteries, earplugs.
Someone put some Molly in my drink. I work at, by the way, guys.
What did you say?
I work for really respectable places. My views are my own, and not any of my bosses. So if my bosses are hearing this, sorry.
He knows what it is. That's like the gun wash disclaimer.
That is like the gun wash. But you know what I think about this? I think like I'm thinking about like you know like when Mary Poppins when she pulls like a dresser drawer out of her knapsack. I'm thinking maybe you have like a jacket that you could like pull a 747 out of.
10 years ago, I would have said yes, but now, no.
You keep it low key, I guess.
Yeah, so.
But now, my thing now is giving out dating advice.
Oh, give me some. Jesus.
Oh, well, here's the best line ever. So you're at a bar, and you see a girl you like, whatever, and, you know, everybody has a gimmick or something. So, like, my thing is just to walk up to a lady and be like, excuse me, I have a question. You promised not to get offended, right? And usually girls are curious, and I'm like, oh, no. And you're like, have you ever seen your dad's penis, and what do you think of it?
Wow.
Conversation opener.
Whoa. Bah! Wow. I never thought of that. Holy God in heaven. You opened my eyes to a whole new thing, man.
Yo.
I'm seeing you in a whole new light, dude.
You got to ask the ladies, hey, have you ever seen your dad's penis, and what do you think about it?
Oh, my God.
And just look at your faces.
How did you come up with that? You're a genius. How did you come up with that? That is out of this world. I can't even believe how good that is.
It's great. I
watch Aaron use that now.
Yeah, Aaron, you can use it on that young one you're trying to get at.
Hey, listen, I'm going to use it when I go to full service on Friday.
Ooh.
Kidding. I'm not really going. Just kidding.
It's a joke.
No. I will go. I promise.
You know, that young thing?
That young thing.
I think I got it the other day when I was thinking about my first love. And it was something that the first time I hooked up with like a white girl. It was like something that happened like accidentally, whatever. We went at it. It was crazy. And in the midst of like our sweat and like laying in bed, like all sexy and sweaty and stuff like that, I looked over her and I remember something that I saw in the movie. And I turned over and I asked her, hey, tell me a secret that nobody knows. And she looked back at me and goes, oh, my uncle molested me when I was young.
Yikes.
And I was like, oh, wow, we just met.
Wow.
But that's great. We're open. And you know what? It worked. For me, it worked. I fell in love with her. Wow, and, you know, to this day, every once in a while, I think about her. And, like, hopefully she's doing okay.
I hope the uncle's doing okay, too.
I hope the uncle is not doing okay.
Fair enough.
He's probably, like, rotting somewhere.
So...
But no, but just remember, guys, you know, that's a great opener. You know,
well, it's crazy.
You can take credit for it. Just go, hey, listen, girl, I'm just curious. I just want to know, you ever seen your dad's dick? And what'd you think about it? Was it big, small?
Did because it they shock had, cause you? Because they indubitably had thoughts about it, I'm sure. I mean, they must have, right? You can't not.
Trust me. Only two things are going to happen. Either she's going to open up like a lotus flower, or she's going to smack you and leave.
Fair enough. No gray area.
And
hey,
exactly.
There you go.
As men, we've been dealing with no all our lives. So this is it. Let's get straight to the point.
Simple,
she's
yes. I like that.
If the girl laughs at that comment, that's a keeper. Yeah, certified
I like
keeper.
And I like some women are like feminists. I think slut lust is like a masculist. Or how do you say that?
I think you got it right.
Yeah.
What about that word, misogynist or something?
Misogynist? I don't even know what that means, though, misogynist. I got to be honest with you. I always hear it, and I don't know what it means.
Wow. I had to look it up.
What does it mean? Yeah, what does it mean?
It means like a woman hater.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you're not misogynist. You simply are asking if they've ever seen their dad's penis.
Exactly. It's, you know.
Look, they all did.
Somebody. We've both seen our moms naked.
Yes. Well, I have no, I don't think so.
I'm Dominican. I've seen my mom naked.
Okay.
I have no shame in that.
No, I've seen like cracks in doors that closed quickly, but I've never seen that. Yeah, no, I haven't. My dad, I've seen my dad naked before.
You never seen him smash though?
Never. My parents never did that. Come on. I'm not like that. I don't exist. Come on, get out of here.
Not even bleach can get that memory out of your brain.
Let me tell you something.
But ladies,
I want bleach in my brain.
This is some Dominican shit, though, right? My pops and I were dating a girl the same age for a long time.
That's really funny.
It's like almost 60.
Really fun and funny.
That's real Dominican-ish.
Did you guys all go shopping at Express? Like, hey! at Forever 21?
Yeah. Or Daffy.
Just you and your dad sitting in front of the dressing room and two girls, hey, what do you think about this?
He does. That's what Jack does now. He goes to Forever. He's going to Forever 21 right after this.
Ladies, if you see a guy you like, don't be afraid to go up to him and be like, yo, listen, hey, so have you ever seen your mom naked? And what do you think about her body?
Yeah.
There you go. Career opener. Boom. I did it, guys.
And so you think a girl could come and say, hey, have you ever seen your mom naked and what did you think of it? Because I personally think if a girl said that to me, I would find that to be a door-opening conversation starter.
No, if a girl said that to me, she'd get the total why hello.
Yeah, yes.
Pull up a seat, get her some drinks. Like, yo, I'm spending
definitely
all night here with you. Tell me about your deepest, darkest secrets. I want to know, like, you know, which way do you put your tampons in?
Yeah,
and what order is your thong drawer? Like, do you mix up your thongs and your granny panties? Yeah. Like, things that's what I want to know about.
Oh, you got a lot on your mind. Well, listen, Slut, you're
have you ever shaved your back? I mean, yeah. Things you should ask girls all the time.
Well, you're far more elegant than I. Well, listen, I gotta say,
a gentleman and a scholar.
You certainly are, my friend. So look, you gotta come back sometime because you're great.
Yes, I
can't get enough of you.
This has been an honor and a pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
Well, we are honored. The honor is all on this side and that side of the table.
Oh, that's right. I have a dinner thing to get to, so that's, yes. I mean, this is my exit. But guys, I just want to say thank you very much. And
before you leave, can you do a drop?
Yeah, we got to get you to do a drop. So, you know, say your name, whatever you want to say, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Or whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Hey, yo, this is Slut Lust, a.k.a. OJ, a.k.a. Osvaldo Jimenez, a.k.a. Peter Pan Posse, Triple P, Trips Up, Never Down, representing Brooklyn, Lower East Side. I'm here with Gunwash Radio. Tune in or tune out. And one.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah. That's how it's done.
What an out.
That's how it's done.
What an out. What an out.
Hot 97, here I come.
And well, that is a wrap for this weekend. You were listening to Gunwash.
I'm still my man, Armando. Big shout out to Gunwash.
Great.
Tune in or tune out.
Well, that's right. That's what we say. It's people for all our listeners. If you want to tune in. If not, then tune your finger out.
See you at the plank tonight, guys.
All right, there he goes. And that's Slut Lust. And there's our friend Slut Lust exiting the building. And what a night it was. All right. Well, listen, hey. Listen, you guys were very, very good to us as listeners tonight because Slut Lust had some interesting things and you guys dealt with it like champions. And I hope he comes back soon.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, Armando, and thank you, Jack and Evan. Please stay tuned. Full Service Radio is coming up next with Old Money. My name is Aaron, and you've been listening to Gunwash. Next week, come back. Spliffington will be back, and we can have lots and lots of radio fun. I'm
full service.
Six shooters.
Slime and they ain't shoutin' slime out. Make them sign out, he more than just an artist. Support him like a harness. Cash out your garments. Yeah, I take your pay, then I make him pay homage. Ain't nothing new, no need to be astonished. From the same hood as Big L, honest. Rich Porter, back, the father of Gary Saunders. Yeah, I played Queens, stood out on farmers. Played Indiana, got money with farmers. White dude, jean jumpsuit called the farmer. Still in the club, pop bottles in pajamas. Don't mean Nas when I say Nostradamus. Got English muffins, I don't know Thomas. Don't mean the Yanks when I say the Bronx bombers. My dude from the Bronx come through with the llamas. Hard ties spit on, I'll do the honors. School of hard knocks, graduated with honors. Shout to Duke daughter, my goddaughter, honor. Aunt Normie, Ted, welcome home, Tijuana. Megan, East, the homegirl, Nirvana. Donna, Shauna, Everlast, Tawana. Don't worry about me, man, I do what I wanna. Yeah, you know the swag, now check my persona, baby.
Thank you.
Full service. Full service.